personally, I was afraid it would be related to, you know, terrorism as we know it today, which is Islamic terrorism, Al-Qaeda terrorism. Very well could have been right-wing, white male, Timothy McVeigh variety, but I was afraid that in people's minds they would see it as an Islamic threat, which really offends me personally. So I figured an interfaith event, even if we don't know anything, will be really healthy and cathartic for people. Even just coming together is cathartic, so interfaith vigil is kind of where I went with the whole idea. And we did get good representation tonight. I can read what I said tonight for you. The flickering light of a flame, like the ones we're holding, or the one that burns eternally at the tomb of the unknown soldier, is a visual, indeed spiritual reminder of how very precious life is. Monday was a dark reminder of that solemn and sobering truth. We're here tonight to mourn a national tragedy that has shaken the world. An internationally beloved annual event meant to celebrate human endurance and achievement became ground zero for a bloody scene of carnage and mayhem. Tonight we mourn the victims. Martin Richard, an 8-year-old boy, Christy Campbell, a 29-year-old young woman, and a Chinese national young woman, a student at Boston University. I also ask that we take a moment to mourn and reflect upon perhaps the single worst day of violence in Iraq since the US-led occupation. On Black Monday, thousands of Iraqi lives were shattered by a series of suicide and car bombs, all larger than the one that detonated in Boston. 55 Iraqis were dead and hundreds more were critically wounded. Tonight, I pray for the souls of those lost and for the resolve of those still living. May we find it in our hearts to address grievances without the senseless violence which has shattered, if not shaken, so many innocent lives. I pray in the name of the God that gave us a conscience with which to reason and a heart with which to feel. May we utilize both every day to lift ourselves from the darkness and to find the resolve to struggle on in an effort to create a world worth living in. Amen.